It's been wanting an update again, and here is our update on our newest chart, the Trail of Blood and the History of God's Churches Down Through the Age and the History and Evolution of Religion with that, and also the chart of the Tabernacle and our little tiny little cabin where we cook. There's our wood-burning cook stove and a little heater in here, our clock, air conditioner. We got all the our stove, microwave, filing cabinets, and our ham radio station in here. This is where we can link all over from Mexico on that radio all the way to Alaska and over to Utah and all to the West Coast, Oregon, California, Nevada, Arizona. And I'm the only one in this area that can get on. And this is it. That's a little frequency there. 224-760. And there's our other one up here where I can scan all of the local things. And there's our high-speed internet now. That was a freely installed, no contract or anything. Now we're going to go out. Look outside. When I looked outside a while ago, we had all of our little cats here. Monkey, and there's our snowball. Let's see if we can find the rest of the guys here. Come on, Snowball. And even Kitty was here earlier. And there's Snowball climbing on there. There's Kitty there. Let's see if we've got our little blind cat in here also. I don't see her today. Who has been here today? Well, I might have brought her here today. Have you been off running around? Have you been off running around this morning? Did you get brought home? Huh? Yeah, all right. Well, there you are. You came home. There's our outdoor stove and our little workshop here. And let's go down here and look at our trees that are blooming. Come on, girl. Come on, Snowball. Where is Monkey now? We got one missing person. Here are our trees. Come on, Smokey, you little rascal. I think she ran all the way from home. Way down there, if you can see that subdivision, way off. There she goes and finds herself a boyfriend, so she's probably going to have more babies. Come on, Smokey. Now, I wanted to show you this down here. This is a tree we got from Herschel Hansen's, which these trees came from the Cord Ranch, and it's growing. The leaves are getting green on that. And this one here isn't showing any sign of life yet, nor that one. So it's a little early, we might get something from them. And the three nut trees here look like they did not make it. But we'll get more. And here's another one from the Cord Ranch that is starting to sprout.
And this one is doing fine. The willows that were eaten all the way down to the ground by the rabbits, we've got rid of the rabbits. And here our willows are coming back now. They were eaten out to the ground too by the rabbits. Another willow tree. They grow fairly quick. There's a snowball out there hunting for a mouse, running across the country like a bullet. And there comes Mama. This is our ravine out here, which I haven't shown you. I would like to put a shooting range right here for my pistols that I work on. This one's looking good. This one here doesn't quite look like it's woke up yet today, yet this year. Have to get some more. Oh, it looks like the rabbits have been eating the bottom off of it. So that's the problem there. And this one here has woke up real pretty good. Same thing here. See, our trees are doing well. This is a very necessary windbreak. As you can look down through there, they're about 5 to 10 feet apart. They will grow together. There you go, eating lizards, mice. He's always after something. Come on, come on, Smokey. Here's our grapevine. They haven't sprouted yet either. Down there you can see our trees will be doing fine. They've been really beat up. These are blackberry vines here. And more grapevines. They haven't woke up yet either. Doesn't look like they might have killed them. The rabbits ate them right down. These trees will really help. There's the cherry tree. And there's actually cherries on it still. I don't know how it has survived all this wind and several 25 degree nights. But there are a few cherries growing on it. Tree's about 10 or 15 years old. And in the bottom of these trees, we also plant onions sometimes and different things, turnips, whatever. This onion plant here is coming right along. There's Maryland's cross. I don't know where my little cat named Monkey is here this morning. Here are the trees down here coming right along. These trees are looking very well. Those say Austrian pines, I think. Looking at everything there, Smokey. I fertilized these trees this last week. Probably ought to do it again today. These trees were pretty yellow here, looking better now. From here, looks like they like the comfort of the stream. There Smokey goes along. And our pine trees here are doing beautiful. We might have ducks down here, I don't know. There's a one bush there that's really pretty with the pink flowers on it. And a tri-apple tree. It looks like it's doing very well. I don't see the ducks today. They're usually here. There's the Bigfoot. The squirrel. Recording studio down here. I don't know whether we'll see fish in here darting today or not. The creek is coming up a little. The waters are getting a little muddy from all the melting from the snow. There's our statuary and our little, consider the lilies of the field. Little scripture. And then here is our Santa Rosa plum, and you can see there are plums on this tree, believe it or not, little plums here and there. And there goes a little mud hen there, right along our ponds. Maybe she might have a nest here someplace. And there's our Elephant Heart plum tree, which is one of my favorites, and I had to tape the little limb back together, and it was pretty wind blown and burned. The statuaries, the deer and all, etc. I'm just about going to have to start coming down here pretty soon with a lawnmower. The grass is beginning to grow. Down here we might run into some more ducks somewhere. The smell is wonderful down here with the willows and the white sage. White sage is extremely aromatic. Sometimes the creek tries to cut new trails. Come on, Smokey. My mascot. Got everybody but Monkey today on camera. I don't know where Monkey is. Checking all the area out. This is our another cherry tree. And it looks like there's some cherries beginning to form on this tree. It's very well protected down here. And then our nectarine tree, Fantasia nectarine. Let you look at the creek over here a little bit. There's the nectarine tree. Close up. If we'll have any nectarines on the tree. You count the fruit trees here. I don't know how many there are. As you go down through here, back and forth, and there's another bridge. Now there are fish in here, all in this creek. There's some pretty, there was one darted there. I don't know if you could see that or not. So one darted. That's a pretty deep hole right there. The creek's narrow here, so it's deep. And there here is another three-way plum tree. Some place the kitties are coming along looking for mice. A little blind cat. Now here are many, many plums on this tree. And there's one limb that's just blooming just now. And it looks like another one's going to bloom pretty soon. Looks like they're blooming in stages. You can see plums on there. And prunes. And then here are our early tomato plants that died. Maryland had bought some and brought them up here, but they don't last. You have to get to the end of May to do that. We'll see if we get any apples on this Granny Smith apple tree. It bloomed. But it might have blown the blooms away, I don't know. And then here we go. Come on, girl. Here we are. Down to a big bridge. There's the mountains up there. Look at the white mountains there. They were solid with snow down low yesterday, but a lot has melted since then. There's a 14,000 range peak right there that runs 14,000. It is the tallest mountain range in the continental United States. As far as peaks, it has more 14,000 foot peaks than any other I've heard. Come on there, kitty. There's our last bridge right there. I need to put that fence post down here to the high water line, which is right there. Well, just looking back, there's White Mountain Peak over there, 14,252 feet. And there's a lot of 14,000 foot mountains. The White Mountain Research Station and everything is up there, and there's a come on. Are you resting there? Come on, kitty. You can see these peaks. There's our post to put down there. Come on there, Smokey. And I've shown you before where I've dug holes out here already for another eastern windbreak. Yes. You're talking to me? Come on. It's like my dog leading out ahead of me. Right underneath my feet here, as you can see. Wanted me to stop and rub her belly a little bit. Come on there. Come on, girl. Now, I'm extremely allergic to cats, but they're very wonderful little pets. When I brush them and things, it really causes me a lot of coughing and sneezing and wheezing. This is our mountain range there. You can see up here very well. And there she is again. Can hardly walk for my cat. I've got a load of laundry in the washing machine today. And I'll get to hang them up on the clothesline today also, because it's beautiful. No wind or anything. This is my last day here for about a week. I always get a lot of preaching done while I'm here. And there's our weather station that my son Gary donated to me. As you can see, it's got a little bit of breeze, not much. Probably a mile an hour. I don't know whether I did this before or not, but I'm going to show to you the car that we got it back. I had to have a new front end on it. Got three new tires. There's our Nevada plates. The plates were almost cut half in two with the barbed wire. There are barbed wire scratches on the car and places that I haven't gotten fixed yet. But it runs down the road real good, and there's where the barbed wire went across the door. And then across the top, and scratching the side here. It was by God's, you can see the different scratches up here, but by the providence and the protecting hand of God, that Marilyn was not killed in that accident. I'm very badly hurt. The front end had to be totally replaced on it from there down, and the lights and everything, the grill had to be replaced. They did not replace the hood because they had just done that a day before. Anyway, there's our car that it works very well. And there's our cat at home. And well, let me look and see here. And there is Snowball, and I don't know where Monkey is. Monkey's hiding out someplace. There we go, there's your DCW update for today. And also, there's our old Packard motor car. Now that's old. Marilyn's dad had several Packards. It is 62 degrees here today so far. There's our motor home. And thank you so much for your prayers. I hope you see that the property is coming along very well, and we're trying to deal with it for the property over there across the creek. Whether we get it or not, I do not know. There's about $50,000 to $70,000 worth of work to do on it. The roof is torn up on this side, and other things. There's our water well here, and the drilling bits that drilled the water well are on the post. And that's a beautiful view of the White Mountains. White Mountain Peak is right there, and then there's a lot of really high 14,000 foot range there, as you can see. And then it drops down to 13,000. Those two peaks back there are 13,000 something feet. The one on the right is the tallest point in the state of Nevada. That is Boundary Peak, and that's where the boundary of California and Nevada begins. Thank you so much for your prayers and your love for us.